Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. This, as we learned, the Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation. The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure. New York Congressman Mike Lawler says he's confident there will be a bill to help Ukraine coming out of the U.S. House soon. He told CNN State of the Union Sunday he believes Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson understands the gravity of the situation.
I am confident that he is going to bring a bill to the floor. And that we will have a vote.
Conservatives in the House have said they want President Biden to reinstitute Trump-era border policy first. Interest rates not going to fall anytime soon, according to the chair of the Federal Reserve, USA's John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections.
President Biden visits Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the deadly bridge collapse there. Biden pledging full federal support following the disaster last week. This is USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Officials say an 11-year-old boy who sustained a gunshot wound to the head in St. Paul, Minnesota, remained in critical condition, while a 13-year-old was arrested in connection with the incident. Multiple local outlets reported that authorities were called to the shooting about 9 p.m. Friday at an apartment in St. Paul's Frogtown neighborhood. A funeral service on Long Island for New York City Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
We mourn the tragic death of one of our own, Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
That is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City Police Officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and 1-year-old son.
USA's Laura Winters. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver receiver Rasheed Rice is being sought in connection with a multi-vehicle crash in the Dallas area over the weekend and may have involved high-speed racing. Police say a car registered or leased to Rice was involved in the six-car crash Saturday night. So far, there are accounts of a pair of sports cars racing along a highway causing the crash, leaving at least two injured, suspects immediately fleeing the scene on foot, according to witnesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
In 1940, there was a novel by Ernest Hemingway, and it popularized the phrase, "Ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." The bells are tolling because it is midnight in America.
The culture and prophecy expert and senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California,
is addressing the signs of the times and just how they're related to God's prophetic clock. He says, the world is not falling apart, it's falling into place. It's Midnight in America delivers a stark revelation about America's role in biblical prophecy and the urgent need for revival in the church. With the tools and insights needed to thrive amid adversity, you'll uncover what the true essence of courage is so you can prepare to stand resolute against persecution and the looming challenges of our times. It's Midnight in America invites you to confront upcoming challenges, embrace your calling, and prepare for Christ's imminent return. All pretty much in that order. I welcome my good friend Phil Hotzenpiller, the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, the founder president of AmericanFaith.com. Phil, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Great to be with you, and excited that you're on board with this new book. It's
I'm excited about the license. Let me tell you, I am totally on board with this, and all that God has revealed to you and that you courageously are putting forth, you know, for us to be forewarned of what's just around the bend.
Well, you know, the book really does map out events that began in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I really believe it was a dress rehearsal for what's coming down the road. And so if we can learn from that, and what I'm speaking of is government control, lockdown, right. Manipulation of truth, fake news, all those kind of things really became, reached a crescendo during that time period. And then the often asked question is, where is America in biblical prophecy? And I go into some depth to talk about that, as well as other prophetic events and how they relate not only to us as a global society, but also us as Americans.
Exactly. Well, Phil, it's important for us to look back before we look forward. Because, you know, a lot of what's happened historically, you know, they say the reason that we keep repeating history is because we never learn. Well, mm-hmm. But we need to pause, as the Bible would say, take that Selah moment, right? And let's do an analysis of just what happened to us. So your book is broken into four important parts here. It starts with a look back, then we look ahead, we look around, and we look within. So let's first look back. You started to touch on the evidence, the experiences that we in America, and dare I say the world, experienced here in this historical period of time.
Yeah, you know, during that time, I did a interview with the Epoch Times. And one of the questions they asked me, had I ever done any work in a communist country, in which I said, yeah, I smuggled Bibles into Romania back in the day. I did crusades in El Salvador during that communist revolt against society. So I've had some experience. And then they asked me this question. They said, what parallels do you think there are between the church in China and the church in America? And I said, well, of course, we all know there's a state church in China and there's an underground church. Well, in America, there is a conforming church and a believing church. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that came to the highlight of that whole year or year and a half time period was how many churches, how many leaders were willing to conform to governmental mandates and dictates, even when they violated scripture and violated our Constitution. And I really believe this was a wake-up call for the church to look around. It also formed new alliances that we see still today, where people understand who they're really in ministry with for the first time. And before, it was a lot of celebrity preachers, a lot of people that quite honestly just had a big following, but we didn't know who they really were. And now we do.
Yeah. Well, when you and I were growing up, we read in the Bible about apostasy, and it was something we read about. But Phil, today in the 21st century, we're seeing what the Word of God meant when it referred to apostasy, because this is what's going on in the churches, not only here in America, but around the world, right?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the chapters that I really believe the readers are going to enjoy is one called The Prophetic Clock.
Yes.
And what I do is I take you on a journey in that to prophecies of the past and how they were fulfilled, the division of the northern and southern kingdom of Israel, and how that happened in roughly 586 BC. And Israel had not been a nation until 1948. So you have about a 2,500-year gap of time where there is no nation, and yet now a nation was born in a day in 1948. And that really began, in my opinion, the prophetic clock. Mm-hmm. Now we can start marking our calendar and say, what's happening now? It doesn't give us the day of Christ's return, but it does give us seasons. It does give us some guidelines, if you will, about what's happening. And I think the readers are going to really find that one enjoyable. I've tried to be very practical, bring it down to earth. It's not a technical commentary on the book of Revelation. So don't think of that as it that at all. People with very little knowledge and a great deal of knowledge will enjoy the book.
Well, and what you point out is so critical here, and that is for people to understand why our eyes are on Israel. It's as if Israel is the hour hand of God's prophetic clock, right? All things pivot around Israel and Jerusalem.
Well, and it's so true. And there's only one city that God calls his city, and that's Jerusalem. Right. Only one people he calls his people, and that's the nation of Israel. So if God is that bent on showing us that truth, we should really dig in, understand what the significance is of Israel. Why is it the most contested piece of real estate on planet Earth? And if you've been there outside of the spiritual dimension of it and the history of the Bible, you really look around and wonder, this is not that great. It's not like it's the most beautiful land or the easiest to traverse. But there is a spiritual significance there, because God says there's a significance there.
Right, exactly. Well, Phil, not to get too deep on this or even to take us off track here, but my understanding has always been the term Israel is ruled by God. And people sometimes think Israel is just being just Jews. But Jesus was clear when he came, it was to unite all of God's creation. I mean, he ministered to the Gentiles and the Jews, God's chosen people. So there's some nexus there in terms of Israel that, in a sense, even though we may be Gentile, if we're ruled by God, aren't we all part of the woof and wharf of Israel?
Yeah, and a couple of things that are really important for people. When we say Israel, a lot of people are going to say, well, they're not Christians, or they're really not that religious. Those are both true statements. We're not embracing all the political or philosophical ideologies of Israel when we say we support Israel. What we're saying is we're going back to the Abrahamic covenant,
exactly.
Genesis chapter 12, where he says, I'm going to bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And so what I do is I say, listen, we're going to follow scripture. We're not going to follow politics or culture. And that's going to be critically important. And then to your point, the idea of Israel being a chosen people, they were chosen not automatically saved. They were chosen with a mission. And that mission was to bring forth the truth of God and also unite Jews and Gentiles together and bring that message of light to the Gentiles.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But mark my words, I did it with Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off and Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off and Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and save big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Forth the blessing that God was pouring into his chosen people and to pay it forward, right? Because in a sense, we are God's representatives, his ambassador of his love and mercy, are we not?
Exactly. And, you know, I think that when you see prophecy, and this book really is dealing with end time prophecy, it's not meant to frighten you. It's meant to actually comfort you. But when you see that your Bible actually historically is accurate with prophetic events, for example, we talked about 1948, but in 1950 was the law of return. And Israel established a law that Jews all over the world could come back to that homeland and be citizens. And so that was a really big piece that began to set in motion a number of things. And then in the 70s, the USSR did a great expulsion of Russian Jews, and many of them came to Israel. Well, that was fulfilling a scripture that said, out of the north will I call my people. Then we jump to 1980s, and we see how it fulfilled a scripture in Zechariah. It says, out of Ethiopia will I call my people. And that's the great airlifts, three or four airlifts that came out of Ethiopia, bringing Jews from Ethiopia into the land of Israel. So you see right there, many fulfillment of scripture where God was regathering Jews worldwide for his end time plan for not only Israel, but for the world.
Well, let's bring it up to the current day. Look what's happening in the Gaza with the war there. What do we have? We have Jews coming back to Israel to defend the homeland. So is this not part and parcel of this prophecy as well, Phil?
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing. If you've ever been to Israel and you've talked to people literally from all over the world and they say, why are you now living here? And they said, well, Israel has a home that seems like this is where we should be. It's almost an unexplainable magnetic pull that's on the heart of the Jew or many Jews to come back. And yes, indeed, that is. The situation with Hamas is very interesting. Gaza, as we know, was land given by Israel in an attempt to try to appease what was going on among the Palestinians. But if you look historically at Gaza, it's always been a challenge. It's the land of the Philistines. It's where Samson was taken and there he died. It's where the Temple of Dagon was. So it's always been a challenging part of the world. And so people say, well, is that in biblical prophecy? I said, not every war is a biblical prophetic war. That's why Jesus kind of generalized them and said, there will be wars and rumors of wars.
Exactly.
But there are some wars. So let me just fast forward on the prophetic clock. When he says that that nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, that's Matthew 24. When he says that, what was the first time that that happened? It was World War One. Prior to that time, it was more tribal, but for the first time, we saw nation against nation, kingdom exactly. against kingdom. So I can write in the margin of my Bible where it says kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation, I can write 1914 to 1917 because those are the years of World War One. So now in Matthew 24, I begin to put some framework around that so I can better understand instead of generalities like wars and rumors of wars. That's pretty general, right?
Right.
And that's what you want to do with your Bible. You want to be able to say, how do I, as much as I can, align it with what's happened in the past and what's happening today in my world?
Exactly. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. He's also the founder and president of AmericanFaith.com. His new book, you've got to get your hands on this book. This will explain so much to you. I would dare say, Phil, this will render peace for some of those who find themselves anxious about the current events that are taking place. It's Midnight in America. It illustrates and helps you understand how to confront fear and embrace courage as the final hour approaches. Phil, one thing I want to go back on, if we can, for just a moment, and that is to talk about our roots in terms, again, of looking back, you know, America, the dream that really came true, which started with prayer and God's faithfulness to answer prayer, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, our nation, even though it's not perfect and even though it's not a fully Christian nation, it has such a foundational piece from the Hebrew scriptures and for Christian, for New Testament scripture. So when we look at it, we say we know that there's been a great founding, a great foundation of faith, the hand of God on our founding. And like any nation, we have challenges. And mm-hmm. we still got the human thing along with the divine. Yes. And we're always in battle with that. And yes. the more the human starts to override what God wants to do, the more problems we have. And thus, some of the conflicts we're having today is because there is that attempt to try to not only disengage God from American society, but also disengage the very founding document, the Constitution, from our society as well. Mm-hmm. And that's going to create conflict. And remember, no nation is designed to be the ideal nation by God. All nations are going to emerge into a millennial kingdom one day.
Yes.
And the interesting thing is, Bill, that the Bible says that not only will we be held accountable before God as individuals, but it also tells us in Matthew's gospel that nations will be judged and he will separate nations one from another. Mm-hmm. Now, that may be new to some of the listeners, but it's very interesting because if you fast forward into the book of Revelation, and there you have that restored Garden of Eden, you see that there is the tree of life, and there are 12 trees that are blooming or are giving forth fruit in all mm-hmm. every month. And it says the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations.
Yes.
And
yes.
so you see that God has always been about nations. And that's why this talk today about, you know, the border is so critically important, because God is very big on borders and nations. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, one world government, which I also deal with in this book, is very big on erasing the border, creating a framework where one person or a cabal of people are going to control the entire world.
Exactly. Well, and at the end of the day, just like Jesus talked about the wheats and tares, that same dynamic will take place amongst the nations, right? Because you're going to have nations that represent the wheat and nations that represent the tares. And right mm-hmm. now, God says, let them grow together. Let them come together, because when it comes harvest time, then we'll separate the wheat from the tares, right?
Yeah, and that's another piece of what we're talking about here. There's really a lot of really interesting things. You know, the most often question I get is, where is America in biblical prophecy? Now, I approach that very differently than anyone else. In fact, if you do a Google search on it, or you go into a commentary, you'll find that most people will either say one of two things. They'll either say it's not in there, or they will try to stretch Ezekiel 38:13 and make it fit.
Yes.
And I take a completely different approach on that. I'm not going to give away the farm right now, Bill. I want people to get the book.
Yes.
But I think they're going to find a lot of intrigue in this, and I trace it biblically. I'm sure some people are going to disagree, and some people are going to go, "Oh wow, I never saw that before." Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
this is another piece that we're concerned about, because we're Americans, we're living exactly. here, and we want to know what's our future look like.
Well, relative to what you said in terms of the prophetic, the Bible's clear: we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Right. So, at no point are you claiming 100% accuracy. In the nature and under the veil of the prophetic, we are on hallowed ground, and we're very tender to go through this road to enlighten, to cause people to own their own knowledge, to do their own investigating and their own revelation. Because if you seek God earnestly, God says, "Hey, look, it, I'll show up."
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that helps me, I'm a visual learner, and I'm sure many, many people are. And mm-hmm. so what I include in there is a number of different charts and diagrams to help people kind of pull all this together. Because if you look at the Bible and you say, "I want to know more about this subject," well, there's a lot of pages in there. And Bill, yeah. they make those pages really thin to trick you, because if they made them regular thickness, you'd never read it. You know, it'd right. be like 2 feet tall. And so what I try to do is say, okay, look at this. Here's some events with some scriptures. Now look at these together and get kind of a big picture view of what's right. happening. And that's so helpful.
Right.
Calling all organizations responsible for implementing all or part of a state's commercial driver's license program and agencies that provide commercial motor vehicle operator safety training. Federal grant funding may be within your reach. I'm Nikki McDavid. Commercial Driver's License Division Chief with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA. The CDL Program Implementation and the CMB Operator Safety Training Grant Programs help pave the way for safer roadways and a safer transportation environment. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these funding opportunities at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Together, we can prevent crashes, serious injuries, and deaths on our nation's highways. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
USA News Update. The mayor of Baltimore, already making the case for additional federal assistance coming to his city in the wake of the Key Bridge collapse, Mayor Brandon Scott telling CBS's Face the Nation he sees it as an essential economic issue.
This matters to the global economy, and it does not. This should not be something that has anything or any conversation around party.
The 39-year-old mayor said he's ignoring the noise. Some critics are claiming the Baltimore mayor's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies led to the bridge collapse. President Biden has agreed to devote $60 million in emergency relief for Baltimore in the wake of the disaster. Former President Donald Trump will be on the campaign trail this week. He's heading to Wisconsin and Michigan, as recent polling shows the race between Trump and Biden tightening in both key swing states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And it's amazing because as you start to connect the dots, you know, the lights in your brain will start to flash. At least it did for me, Phil, as I was going through that exercise. And it's there for the finding, but it's not for the foolish to understand. You know, this is why Jesus spoke in parables. You know, you have to earnestly seek God in spirit and in truth, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and remember, the Bible was not written to intellectuals or scholars.
Right.
It was written to common people. The disciples were common guys. You know, they weren't like, you know, like super outside of Luke or the Apostle Paul. You know, they were pretty basic guys. You know, they did what most Americans do. They go to their jobs and they come home and they try to understand. And so remember, everything is revealed because of your relationship in Christ. So if you're a believer and you want to know something, God's going to show you. And if you have a little bit of guidance, you know, like what we provide, then you're going to go, oh, now I see these pieces and how they come together.
Exactly.
Now when I see, you know, for example, I talk about, you know, this battle that's going to take place in Israel that's recorded in Ezekiel 38. Well, you know, it's if you read a 38, there's a lot of strange sounding nations there. There's nations like Gog and Magog and Rosh. Right. And then you see Persia, which that sounds familiar. Then you see Gomer and Togarma. Then you see Ethiopia, which is Ethiopia, the north. And you go like, who are these people? Well, Gog and Magog is Russia.
Yeah.
And then Gomer is Germany. Togarma is Turkey. Persia is modern day Iran. And then the Ethiopia they refer to is probably Saudi Arabia, not the not the Ethiopia of Africa.
Right.
So now you go, oh, I can see those. So are those nations aligned?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at them, they all have one thing very much in common. Their entire military is dominated by Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important? Because the invasion that will come will be to wipe Israel, the Jews, off the map.
Exactly.
But what happened? Yeah. But what happens in that scenario is that God intervenes and 4/5 of that army is wiped out, opening the door now for the rebuilding of the Jewish temple, which is critically important for the fulfillment of what we see spelled out in the book of Revelation.
And going back to what we talked earlier, if you want to know what God will do, look at what he's done. Look at the Six-Day War, Phil. You know, just like you said in the opening of this interview, that some of this looks like a dress rehearsal. And you see this pattern that continues to be consistent, especially as it relates to the character of God, right?
Yeah, and the Six-Day War is really important, I think. In fact, I actually list it on the prophetic clock. Because one of the scriptures it talks about is that Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the days of the Gentiles come to an end, okay? Now, we are still living in the times of the Gentiles. However, for the first time, and if you just go back and look at the footage, you've got Israeli soldiers for the first time going up to the Wailing Wall, putting their hands on it and praying at that wall. And in their lifetime, that's never happened.
Exactly.
And so Israel took control of that whole area. They still have the Palestinian Authority managing the top area where the Dome of the Rock is. But what would happen if Ezekiel's prophecy is true, which it is, and it says every wall in Jerusalem will fall, every wall, that means the wall holding up the Dome of the Rock,
right,
slide down to the Kidron Valley, then, and you've got 4/5 of this army wiped out, and now you have the entrance of a man of peace, supposedly, who's really the Antichrist. He's proffering peace, and he's telling the Jews, you can build the temple. Well, you see how this scenario, it fits.
Yes,
it all
exactly.
kind of fits together. Now, there are other models, and people are trying to put this together, and I think that's fine. I try to stay as true I can to scripture and try to put the pieces together through deduction the best I can. And we encourage everyone to do the same.
Yeah, exactly. And you will do this. Trust me, as you read this book, we're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Mills, California, the founder president of AmericanFaith.com. Phil, you touched on this a little bit. The next section of the book, which is in 4 sections here, you address the sequence of events to come. Unfold that, if you would.
Yeah, well, so if we look at where we are now, so I can kind of take that timeline. I can move us through, let's say, 9/11. Was 9/11 significant in American history? Absolutely. Was it significant in terms of what the Bible says is coming? Absolutely. Now, is there a verse that says 9/11 will happen, therefore that will? No. So what we try to do is kind of put those pieces together. One thing Christians and scholars would agree at is that this definitely opened a door that was not opened before. America changed at that event.
Exactly.
So if that's true, then now we kind of look and say, okay, what's happening next? Well, it was only 2 years ago that the great discovery of, and it hasn't been the first time it's been tried, of the red heifer. And people go, what? What's that all about?
Right.
And what's interesting is that the Orthodox Jews, they're called the Temple Mount Faithful. They have already got the architectural design for the new temple. They've already trained the priesthood. They've already built all the furniture that goes in the new temple. All they're waiting for, honestly, are two things. Number one, the ashes of the red heifer. I'll explain that in a minute. And secondly, for that rebuilt temple, that means on the site of the Dome of the Rock, a rebuilt temple. So let's back up to red heifer.
Right.
So in Texas, the search for the red heifer has been worldwide for some years. And it is because once they're sacrificed, the ashes from the red heifer are then used to purify the holy place so that sacrifices can be done. The problem is the red heifer is an anomaly of nature. That means a red heifer that has no white, gray, black hair, nor do they sprout one in the first 3 years of their life. So there's been attempts to try to, they say, hey, we've got one. And then a year later, it grows a couple of random gray, black, white hairs, whatever.
Yeah, the paint washes off or whatever. Yeah,
and so what happened was just 2 years ago, a farmer, a rancher in Texas said, I believe I've got some. And he transported them. to Israel, and it was such a they'd already been examined by the rabbis in Texas.
Right.
And so they transported them as a gift to the temple faithful Jews. So they could be put in isolation and watch for the next 2 years. Now, so big was this event that it was actually an event that was welcomed by the government of Israel. And there was a celebratory moment there in the airport when these red heifers came, because if you knew your Bible, if you knew the Old Testament, you knew the significance of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So what I'm trying to say is we've never lived. No one's ever lived in the prophetic fulfillment times that we're living in today. Think about it. From 1948 right up until 2 years ago, think of all the things that I've already talked about, and I mentioned many others, but think of just those things that you're living in, and 2,000 years of history, people have not experienced those things.
Right, exactly. You know, you mentioned 9/11, that specifically, it's not in the Bible, but yet the reaction to 9/11 in America is in the Bible. In Isaiah 9, chapter 11, interestingly enough, the responses by our ruling government at the time was very similar to Israel's response, a defiant response when Israel's walls were broken and they were invaded. And they had the same attitude, is that the reason that, that they came under captivity was because not because of their behavior toward God, but because their walls weren't strong enough. They needed to up their military game, so to speak, and they missed the whole point of God's judgment then. And ironically enough, fast forward to 9/11, 2001, America echoes the same defiance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's, you know, it's a fascinating study. You know, think about it like this. There is what the Bible says.
Yes.
Okay. Then we interpret it. What does it mean? Then we go into deduction. Okay, let's put A and B together, see what we come up with. And I think you have to do all of those things. The fascinating thing was that it was on 9/11, I believe it was 1624, that the ship, the Half Moon, I believe it was called, sailed into New York Harbor. Mm. Without knowing this, without planning this, on 9/11, on 2001, at the day of the attack, that ship had had another voyage, and it passed by. It was a replica of the original ship, passed by.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Well, and you know, a lot of people, they can go there, and that's a long time ago. Let's go a little bit more contemporary. How about the Great Welsh Revival in 1904? So powerful was that the atmosphere of God was so strong that people were falling under conviction and repenting without a preacher or without a Bible.
Right.
Literally, sailors would come in, and the reports of them falling on their face, because God becomes atmospheric in terms of his conviction, his power, and his authority.
Exactly.
And so some of what happens in this matter of revival, I've studied it somewhat, I'm not an expert, but it is simply a sovereign move of God. You typically can trace it back to one or two people or one or two prayer meetings or two events where it seemed to get started, but it wasn't them, because it wasn't even that important or that special. It was just like God said, okay, I'm ready to move.
Right.
And we see God moving worldwide. It's not that he's not moving. Mm-hmm. We've seen sometimes it's in smaller areas. Sometimes it's in big areas in other countries. Right now, for example, a lot of people don't know this, but the underground church in China has a greater population than the population of America.
Exactly. Yeah. I know that's amazing to think about that. And here they are. They're in meetings, this underground, you know, meetings last 3-4 hours. In America, anything that goes over an hour, you know, the faithful get a little cranky.
Yeah, if it's too easy and too comfortable, we don't value it too much. Mm-hmm. And until freedoms are taken away, we don't value freedom. Mm-hmm. And that was why 9/11 seemed to be a wake-up call that only lasted about a month. Yeah. And that was, you know, the return to church, the return to God. And then everybody said, oh, I guess we're okay. And back into complacency again, much like the pattern of Israel in the Old Testament, where, you know, God blessed them. They were disobedient. God judged them. They repented. God blessed them. And you see that cycle of complacency that falls in our individual lives and a nation. And we see it in biblical history.
Yeah, it is the nature of humanity. And thank God for his grace and mercy. God understands that, doesn't he, Phil?
He does. And, you know, one of the things I try to bring back in the book is the idea that we can live with hope and we can live with courage. Mm-hmm. And when you live in the will of God and you live with courage and hope, even though circumstances around you might fall apart, you don't fall apart.
Right.
It's when you don't have a strong base and things around you fall apart that you fall apart. So really what I want to do is I want to strengthen, you know, people that read this book and say, wow, I never realized that I had actually courage and hope that I could access so easily. I talk about fear in one of the chapters. Mm-hmm. And this is that fear is, we know it's an emotion, but fear is more than that. Fear is also a spirit, according to the Bible.
Right.
That God has not given us spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And so fear, when it grips your heart, it just basically incapacitates you to do anything else.
Exactly.
You don't want, you know, you're afraid to send your kids to school. You're afraid to go on a vacation. You're afraid. You're afraid of the economy, so you don't spend. All these things are just part that come from fear, and fear never wins. You never win with fear. If you teach your kids to be fearful, mm-hmm. you've ruined them.
You've ruined them, you know?
Another chapter that I think is really interesting is America Needs More Blacksmiths. And a lot of people, I know they're going to read that with intrigue and think, what is that all about? Well, one of the strategies of the enemy, the Philistines, was to go in when they captured Israel and to remove all the blacksmiths from the nation. Now, what that did was it meant that they could not make weapons of war.
Exactly.
So now they can't make spears, they can't make swords, but they also could not sharpen their tools for their agricultural lifestyle. And so what they had to do was they had to go to the Philistines to have things sharpened. They were forbidden from having any swords. And I parallel that with what's happening today. So if you take free speech away, you're basically taking away a weapon.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then if you make us dependent on the government for everything, then we're going to them to have the tools sharpened, so to speak, because we can't function without the government. This is all by design and strategy. And the more that you fall into pace with that, the more you're going to feel the control.
Yeah.
And that's why we've been talking about it, Bill, for several years. In many ways, you create parallel universes. You mm-hmm. create a way that you function outside of the system as much as you can. Mm-hmm. We see the rise of homeschooling in America. Because why? Because we don't like the system. So we're going to, mm-hmm. you know, even at cost to us or expense to us, we're going to put our kids in a private school, a Christian school, or we're going to homeschool them because we don't like what the government school's offering us.
Exactly. You know, well, getting back to what you were talking about there in the time of the Philistines and how they, you know, controlled the weaponization or the defenses of Israel. I mean, you have the same thing as you mentioned here. I mean, our Second Amendment right is under attack. And it is our Second Amendment right that ensures our First Amendment, doesn't it?
It does. And that's what I mean. There's two things that as Christians you have to keep your eye on. One is you have certain rights as a citizen of this nation that is supported by the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, you have the right as a citizen of heaven, as a believer, to not bow your knee to anyone except King Jesus.
Yes.
And whenever the government says, bow your knee, you know, California was the first state that offered be in shelter in place. Our government said our lockdown was first. And he said basically classified the church as a non-essential business.
Wow.
And that's when, you know, we as a church said, no, we're not going to listen to that. We're going to open our church and we're going to acknowledge only that God is king. And if you remember that the history, that's kind of the big issue that happened in the founding of our nation. It was that England was ruled by a king and the king was law.
Yes.
And what we just said, no, God is law. And
exactly.
that was the big difference. That was the big division. You can talk about taxation all you want. You can talk about anything else. But the big issue was who's going to rule the destiny of mankind? Is it going to be a despotic king who arbitrarily determines your future? Or is it going to be God Almighty, who is the giver of rights and giver of truth and protects all society and makes all men equal before him in terms of their relationship to God?
Well, and that, again, we're reminded of the arrogance of the elite ruling class, self-appointed ruling class that they say they are, is that the big exchange was churches are non-essential, but strip joints are. I mean, that's how ludicrous it was.
Yeah, and the great thing about this is the Supreme Court, due to actually a pastor friend of mine, Pastor Cheon, at Harvest Rock in Pasadena, he and others brought this. It came to the Supreme Court, and that decision's been made.
Yes.
So now that's not going to be, if you have another lockdown, we're not going down that road again. Mm-hmm. So the good news is our Constitution actually does work. Our Supreme Court actually does work. And now we've got other issues. I think every generation has a problem they have to solve.
Exactly.
And you don't have to keep solving the same problem once it's solved. We've solved that problem. Now we've got new problems. And that new problem may be anything from gender, which we know a lot of people don't even know the history of it. It actually didn't even, it's all, not been around that long. It was John Money who created it in 1955.
Exactly.
There was no gender before that. Now we've got sex, gender, and personality.
Exactly.
And people are all confused, all of that. And what we really need to understand is gender was a created thing by someone who wanted to affirm lifestyle of transsexual, homosexual, and others. And that's why gender was created in the psychological laboratory of mind of John Money.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, there it is. And because we didn't catch it then, it becomes more complicated. It's like that Pennzoil commercial, right? You can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is if you pay now, it's always less expensive and less complicated. If it's later, much more complicated. Just like in Ecclesiastes, what happens with sin, right? Because it's not, the consequences of sin are not necessarily accounted for immediately. It builds up into a network and it compounds, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it's interesting because Watchman Nee in his book, Spiritual Authority, talks about two different kinds of sins. One is a sin against God's authority, and one's the sin against his holiness.
Yeah. Phil Hotzenpiller, that's the admonition of this book. It's Midnight in America, Confront Fear and Embrace Courage as the Final Hour Approaches. In these last 2 minutes that we have together, Phil, I'll let you summarize and bring us home. And again, the book is now available in all the usual places. It is a must read. And well, I'll tell you, we've given you a great tease here of all the blessings that are before us and the hope and encouragement that we can have in God, right?
Amen. Well, I think the final admonition is this, that everyone needs a resource. Everyone needs a tool as a companion to your Bible. So nothing will supplement your Bible, but take the Bible, take this book, and then just cross-reference all the scriptures I've given you so that you can be better equipped, better understand what's happening in our world today, and you can look forward with faith, hope, courage, and really be the people of God that God has called you to be. And I really just want to thank you for your support. Love to see you get a copy of it. Buy one for your friend and encourage them to pass them on to other people.
Without a doubt. Exactly. Phil Hotzenpiller, the senior pastor of Influence Church, Anaheim Hills, California, founder president of AmericanFaith.com, and the author of It's Midnight in America. Pastor Phil, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.